Hello and welcome to Kids View Devotional. I'm Ada Barrett, and here's a question. Well, really, it's a question about questions. How many times a day do you question something? Maybe it's to your mom and dad, like, hey, what's for dinner? Or maybe it's something in your head, like, oh, I wonder if there'll be ice cream for dessert. My brain is constantly swirling with questions, and I bet yours is too. That's how we learn. Our lives are a constant barrage of who, what, why, how, and where. We live in a world where when we have questions, we want answers and we want them right now. Well, today we're talking about the who, what, why, how, and where of Jesus. More specifically, we're talking about how God gave us all the answers, but it took a long time for some people to understand. But first, for more information on how to support this podcast or to get involved by submitting a verse or prayer to be featured on an upcoming episode, visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. Okay, back to questions in the who, what, why, how, and where of Jesus. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to learn about Jesus in real time as it was actually happening, as he was actually being born and walking on the face of this earth? Would it have been hard to believe all the Bible stories that we now know? I bet you'd have a lot of questions. But here's the thing. There weren't questions about the life of Jesus because there didn't need to be. You see, God told the people way before all about Jesus. Before it was even questioned, he already answered the who, the what, the how, the why, and the where. God told the people of the who, that would be Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He answered the what, that he would come to earth and make sick people well, the blind people see, and the sad people glad. Why? He would come to save the people. And how? He would come by way of a miracle birth to a girl who was not yet married, and where? That he would be born in the town of Bethlehem. You see, you can find all these answers in the Old Testament, and they were written by God's chosen people long, long, long before the birth of Jesus. Now, wouldn't you think that when Jesus was born, everyone would say, but of course, this is the Son of God. We know that because we already know the who, what, how, and where. We've known that this was happening for years. But guess what? They didn't say that, and many didn't believe it at all. In fact, it wasn't until after Jesus had died and had come back to life that people realized that, of course, he was the Son of God. Even though they had had the answers all along, they weren't looking for those answers in the right place. But now, you and I, we have the gift of time and perspective. We can look way back in the Bible and way ahead in the Bible. The answers to all our most important questions can be found in the Bible. As we read and as we study, there is no question about the who, the what, the where, the why, or the how. So we have no excuse. We should believe with no doubts that Jesus was truly the Son of God. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for my enormous blessings. Thank you for creating me as an information seeker and for providing the direction to find the answers I seek. I ask for your guidance as I go each day and learn more about your word. I ask for your strength as others may try to doubt my beliefs, because I know I can turn to the Bible for answers and turn to you for wisdom and prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amelia is back with our verse today. Amelia?
Our verse today is Psalms 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you.
Remember, if you have a verse that you'd like to share on a future episode or want to share a prayer with our audience, visit us online and submit with the voicemail button. Parents, for more information about today's episode and topic, as well as exclusive content to reinforce the lesson from today, visit us online at anchor.fm/kidsview. We'll see you next time. Bye!